Ever get tired of messing with blinds or curtains? You know, it's too bright or too dim or not enough privacy.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
What if your windows could just do it for you?
That would be pretty amazing.
That's the promise of smart glass. We're diving into material from Jaipurtuff,
Oh, interesting.
a leading manufacturer in India, to explore two of their innovations: switchable smart glass and something called smart Venetian blinds DGU.
Jaipurtuff, being based in India, is interesting. They're, kind of positioning themselves as a leader in the smart glass market, especially within their own country. Their materials highlight a dedication to innovation and high-quality products, which is likely going to resonate with consumers who are looking for cutting-edge options for their spaces.
Okay, let's start with the switchable smart glass. I read that it uses liquid crystals that react to an electric field.
Right.
Is it like those mood rings that supposedly change color with your mood?
Not quite. Think of it more like having millions of tiny blinds inside the glass. When an electric current is applied, these liquid crystals align, allowing light to pass through. The glass appears clear, like a regular window. Turn the current off, and the crystals scatter, blocking light and making the glass opaque for instant privacy.
That's pretty slick, but wouldn't that look kind of strange when it's opaque? Like
Yes.
a frosted window all the time?
Actually, that's where the smart part really comes in.
Okay.
Jaipurtuff emphasizes customization. We're talking about different colors, control methods, and sizes. You can control it with a switch, voice command, or even have it change automatically based on the time of day.
So I could tell my window to become opaque for a Zoom call.
Exactly.
That is pretty futuristic. But what about the view when it's clear? I read some technical stuff about haze and visible angle, but I wasn't sure what that meant practically.
Those are important details. Jaipurtuff boasts a 3% haze and 85% light transmittance in their switchable glass. That's a fancy way of saying when the glass is clear, it's incredibly crisp and bright. Essentially, you get a crystal clear view, just like a regular window, but with the added benefit of becoming opaque whenever you want.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, they also mentioned DGU a lot. What does that stand for?
BGU stands for double glazed unit.
Oh, okay.
It's a type of window construction where two panes of glass are separated by a sealed air gap. This provides excellent insulation, reducing energy loss and noise transmission.
So it's like a super window then. And Jaipurtuff is using this DGU technology for their next level of smart glass, smart Venetian blinds, DGU, blinds inside the glass. That seems like a recipe for disaster if something breaks.
That's where Jaipurtuff's claims about quality come into play.
Right.
The blinds are integrated between the glass panes during the manufacturing process, creating a completely sealed unit. No dust, no damage, just perfectly aligned blinds you control electronically.
No more dusting blinds, sign me up. But how do you control them if they're sealed inside the glass?
They offer a range of options, much like the switchable glass.
Okay.
You could use a remote control, a wall switch, or integrate them into your smart home system. Imagine tilting the blinds open with a voice command as you sip your morning coffee.
That does sound pretty luxurious, but wouldn't having blinds trapped in the glass make repairs difficult if they malfunctioned?
That's a good question, and it's something the listener is likely wondering about too. Now, Jaipurtuff highlights the durability of their blinds. They claim they use advanced manufacturing techniques, similar to those used in bulletproof glass production, to ensure their products are long-lasting and reliable.
So they're saying these aren't your grandma's flimsy Venetian blinds. These are built to last.
Precisely. They're highlighting those features to position themselves as providers of a premium product, which is likely to attract a certain segment of the market that values quality and innovation.
Okay, this is getting really interesting. But we've talked a lot about control and aesthetics. What about the practical side? Do these smart blinds offer any energy-saving benefits?
Absolutely. And this is something that might pique the interest of the listener who is conscious about their energy consumption. The insulating properties of double-glazed windows are already well known. Integrating the blinds within that sealed unit further enhances those benefits. By controlling the amount of sunlight entering your space, you can passively regulate the temperature,
Okay.
reducing the need for artificial heating and cooling.
Yeah.
While Jaipurtuff doesn't provide specific data on potential energy savings,
Right.
it's safe to assume that these smart blinds contribute significantly to creating a more energy-efficient environment.
So it's not just about the convenience of controlling blinds with your phone,
Right.
it's also about making your home more eco-friendly.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool. It seems like Jaipurtuff is really focusing on both the style and substance of their smart glass products.
Yes, and I think that's a key point for our listener. Jaipur Tuff is emphasizing that these innovations aren't just about aesthetics. They offer practical solutions to everyday challenges.
Yeah.
They are combining cutting-edge technology with functionality to create a more responsive and comfortable living experience.
It's like they're taking those common window frustrations we all have, glare, privacy, temperature control, and offering elegant solutions.
Exactly.
But it's all very high tech. I'm curious, is this type of technology accessible to the average person, or are we talking luxury price tags?
That's a great question, and probably one that our listeners are thinking about too.
Yeah.
While smart glass was initially considered a high-end option, the costs have been steadily decreasing as the technology becomes more widespread.
Okay.
It's no longer just for luxury homes and buildings.
That's good to hear. So smart glass is moving from science fiction to something more attainable. Do you think it will eventually become as common as, say, double-paned windows?
It's certainly possible. Mm. As demand increases and manufacturing processes become more efficient, we can expect prices to continue to decline, making smart glass even more accessible to the average consumer.
So maybe one day we'll all be controlling our windows with voice commands. But beyond personal use, do you see these technologies having a bigger impact, like on architecture and building design?
Absolutely. We're already seeing smart glass being incorporated into office buildings, hotels, residential homes, even vehicles.
Wow.
Imagine entire buildings with facades that respond to changing light conditions, optimizing energy use, and creating a dynamic visual experience.
That's incredible. It sounds like smart glass has the potential to revolutionize the way we design and interact with our surroundings. It's not just a window, it's a dynamic part of the building itself.
Exactly. And that ties into Jaipur Tuff's message of innovation.
Yeah.
They're offering a vision for the future where our environments adapt to our needs, not the other way around. It's about creating spaces that are comfortable, energy efficient, and aesthetically pleasing.
So we've covered switchable smart glass and smart Venetian blinds DGU, two very different but equally fascinating technologies. Both offer some pretty impressive benefits. For a listener who might be feeling a little overwhelmed with all this information, what would you say are the key takeaways here?
I think the most important point is that smart glass is no longer a futuristic fantasy.
Okay.
It's a tangible reality that's becoming increasingly accessible.
Right.
Whether you're looking for more control over your environment, increased privacy, or a way to make your home more energy efficient, smart glass offers practical solutions.
And what I find particularly exciting is the level of customization these technologies offer. You can truly tailor the experience to your specific needs and preferences. Imagine waking up in the morning and having your smart blinds automatically adjust to let in the perfect amount of sunlight.
Precisely. It's about empowering individuals to shape their surroundings and create an environment that truly reflects their lifestyle and priorities. And that's a powerful concept.
It really is. But I'm realizing we've focused mainly on the positive aspects of smart glass. Are there any potential downsides or challenges that we haven't addressed yet?
That's a great point, and it's important for our listener to have a balanced perspective. One potential drawback is the reliance on technology and electricity. If there's a power outage, you lose the functionality of your smart glass.
That's true. It would be like going back in time, suddenly you'd have to adjust your blinds manually. It makes you appreciate the convenience we often take for granted.
Exactly. And there's also the question of data privacy and security.
Yeah.
As these systems become more integrated into our smart homes, it's crucial to ensure they are protected from hacking and data breaches.
Those are definitely things to consider as smart home technology continues to evolve. It's important to weigh the benefits against the potential risks and make informed decisions. But for someone who's just starting to explore the world of smart glass, what would you say is the most important thing to keep in mind?
I would say it's crucial to consider your individual needs and priorities. Think about the specific challenges you're facing in your home or workspace.
Okay.
Are you looking for more privacy, better temperature control, enhanced aesthetics?
Right.
Once you identify your key needs, you can start exploring the different types of smart glass technologies and see which ones best align with your goals.
It sounds like choosing the right smart glass solution is a lot like choosing any other home improvement product. You have to do your research, consider your budget, and think about those long-term implications.
Exactly. It's an investment in your comfort and the functionality of your space.
Right.
And like any investment, it's wise to do your due diligence.
Okay, so as we wrap up our deep dive into the world of smart glass with Jaipur Tuff, let's bring it back to you, our listener.
Okay.
We've explored a lot of information from the science behind liquid crystals to the potential impact of this technology on architecture.
Yeah, think about the possibilities we discussed. switchable glass that transforms from clear to opaque on command, offering privacy and glare control. And those sleek, smart Venetian blinds tucked away inside double-glazed windows, providing a dust-free and energy-efficient solution.
Both of these technologies really highlight how glass is no longer just a static building material. It's becoming dynamic and responsive, adapting to our needs and preferences.
And what I find particularly compelling is the potential for smart glass to bridge the gap between technology and design. It's not just about functionality, it's about creating spaces that are both beautiful and intelligent.
It's almost like smart glass is giving us a glimpse into the future of our homes and cities, buildings that can respond to changing environmental conditions, windows that provide personalized comfort and control, and spaces that seamlessly blend aesthetics and technology.
Imagine a world where buildings can regulate their own temperature based on the amount of sunlight entering through smart glass facades. Or a home where your windows anticipate your needs, adjusting their tint to reduce glare or increase privacy automatically.
That's a future I can get behind. So for our listener who's now got a head full of smart glass possibilities, what's the one thing you hope they take away from this deep dive?
I hope they come away with a sense of wonder and excitement about the potential of this technology. Smart glass is not just a cool gadget. It's a powerful tool that can transform the way we live, work, and interact with our surroundings.
And it's a technology that's rapidly evolving and becoming more accessible every day. So as you go about your day, take a look at the windows around you and consider this. What if they could do more than just let in light? What if they could become an active part of creating a more comfortable, energy-efficient, and inspiring space? That's the promise of smart glass, and it's a future worth exploring.